It's now time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining me over the phone, I've got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you today?
God, doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm excited to chat with you for a little bit. We are officially reaching the time of year that at any given moment throughout the entire day, if you have a bowl of water outside, it is frozen. And, you know, it's going to be that way for a while. Not to mention, we're getting random snowstorms here and there, but they're significant. It seems like this year, each little snowstorm we've gotten has, you know, given us a couple of inches each time. So we've got to talk about some of the things that we need to remember to do this time of year.
You know, one of the things that should be top on our priority list is when we're doing our snow removal, whether you're plowing or shoveling or whatever, you're making sure you're clearing out your fire hydrant that's close by and not covering it up. Because in the event that you do have a fire incident, they need to be able to get to that quickly to help protect property and lives. So that's one of the things. And, you know, other things that we've talked about is the mail, letter carriers, mailboxes, and you know, be a courteous neighbor. Don't shovel snow into your neighbor's driveway either. Sometimes that happens, not on purpose, but it happens. Make sure you're being good to your neighbor.
Right, for sure. And, you know, Sheriff, a couple of years ago, I ran into a situation that I have not had to deal with since, but the last time that we got a ton of snow, I literally ran out of places to push it on my property. I had nowhere else to push snow. And in that case, that was one of the rare incidences where I'm like, I don't even know what to do at this point. I've got walls, 5-foot walls around my entire property. I don't know what else to do. But luckily, the last couple of years, we get a good chunk of snow and then it stops and the majority of it melts. So, you know, just push it in a place that you think it's going to melt fairly quick and just, you know, make sure that everything that is super important, like you mentioned, the fire hydrants, the mailboxes. Also, think about if you have a public sidewalk in front of your home, try not to block that off as well. Those are really important things.
Yeah, and you know, I was always telling my kids when they were helping me do snow removal, we're not just thinking about this storm, we're thinking about the next one. So make sure if you can, push snow to the furthest point away, you know, on your property. Do that first so you right. have room for the next storm and the next one, because I've caught myself taking a shortcut there before, and then a bigger storm come and I'm not have as much room to put snow as I would have had I have planned ahead.
Exactly. And you know, another thing that we try to do when it's a nice sunny day like this, even though it is still technically freezing out there, we'll go out and kind of chip away at those bigger piles and throw them to really level spots to where they actually melt quicker. So if you've got huge piles, they're not going to melt and for another couple months, but if you can kind of spread them out a little more evenly, they will melt quicker.
You can divide and conquer. That's awesome. That's a good idea. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, Sheriff, that's why you're calling, because now I'm going to give you tips.
Yeah, that's what I need. I'm always looking for an easy way. So we talked about our pets, and you know, on the Wood Ranch, we have a few dogs. I bring my pets in at nighttime. They come in the house. They have crates. They live in the house. It's cold. It's down around zero. I've seen actually the wind chills below zero in Carbon County already this winter. So it's cold at night. So I bring my dogs in, and you know, it's as crucial in the wintertime for your dog to have fresh water as it is in the summer. They will dehydrate fast. So I actually bring my water bucket in as well.
Right.
Let it thaw out and start fresh, and it seems to last longer that way. And there's a couple different methods there. I use a 5-gallon bucket. I have big dogs, but you could put, you know, just don't fill it every day. Put like a third of a bucket of water and see how that goes, and then add to it, because it'll just start freezing like a big popsicle. But I found if I bring it in at nighttime, it just thaws right back out, and it's good to go.
Right, for sure. And you know, you mentioned you actually think, okay, it's so cold outside, they don't need as much water. But like you were saying, they actually need more water this time of year. And it's no different. So you've definitely got to make sure that you stay on top of it. And it's not just your pets or your cat, you know, your cats or your dogs. If you've got goats, if you've got sheep, whatever it may be, you've constantly got to stay on top of that water this time of the year, because they need it more than ever. And Sheriff, you know, we mentioned every single time around the winter, if you are going anywhere, no matter where it is, always make sure that your gas tank is full. You've got extra clothing in your car. You've got water in your car, whatever it may be, because you just never know what could potentially happen.
That's right. Yeah, always be a little bit more diligent in the wintertime. Keep that tank full and have those resources you might need to keep you comfortable if something happens. And you know, of course, cell phone. And I always tell people, and it seems like it's easy to forget, but when you get in your car, make sure you know where your cell phone is as well. I mean, I like to keep mine in my pocket or on my person, so if I were to get into an accident and things fly around in my car, my cell phone's not one of them. I have it, and I would be able to access it under most circumstances.
You know, that's a really great tip, because a lot of times you hear people say, I keep my cell phone in the glove box. I've even had people tell me that they keep their cell phone in the trunk. That way, there's no way they reach for it while they're driving and they have that distraction. So they keep it super far away. But in the event of an accident, let's say you are upside down and you're stuck with your seatbelt on, you can't move. You're going to want your cell phone close by. So that's definitely something to reconsider if you do keep your cell phone somewhere else.
You're going to want to access it. And honestly, in your pocket, you'll feel it vibrate. You'll know there's things there. But it's still not readily available to look at. You have to make an effort to get it out of there. So I think you can accomplish both goals by keeping it on your person somewhere and have it if you needed it. And then just don't mess with it until you stop.
Right. Well, Sheriff, as usual, I appreciate you calling in and giving us some information, some reminders. This time of year, we are all freezing cold constantly, and so it's a good reminder to kind of step back and think, oh yeah, we need to start doing this more, we need to figure this out, and, you know, we all just need reminders here and there.
Well, and I had an epiphany yesterday, and I want to close with this. So we live in the greatest country in the world, and our country is going through some unrest right now with political things that are going on. Take a minute and recite the Pledge of Allegiance and pay attention to what those words actually say. One nation under God, indivisible. That's huge, in my opinion, and I think we all ought to take a step back and think about the blessings we have for the country we live in, and what it means to be an American, and we need to unite, bound together, and continue being the greatest country in the world.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Sheriff, I think that that's a great tie-in to how incredible our community is, because I think that we are really lucky in the sense that we live in Carbon County, that means to so many people that, you know, are transplants to the community or are outside of the community. Here in our town, we have so many different people, and we have so many diverse cultures and people that have different political views. But at the end of the day, this community sticks together. And if we can take that kind of mentality and try to help others outside of our community feel that same way, I think it would make a huge difference.
We could be the shining light for the country to follow. And, you know, when did it become unpopular to not agree?
Right.
You know, I mean, if you don't agree with somebody, that doesn't mean that you're not friends. That just means you see things a little differently than they do. And that's what we're built on. That's our country's built on the right to have an opinion and maybe the open-mindedness to listen to others' opinion to find if there's a better way.
Right. Completely agree. Well, Sheriff, again, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. And I always look forward to the interviews each week.
All right. Talk to you soon. Have a great day.
All right. You too. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Listen to this interview in its entirety. Just head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.